My name is Tafari. I am one of the co-owners of Marcus Garvey Liberation Garden at the parent company Divine Leaders. And this is Marcus Garvey Liberation Garden. It's located here at the shrine, in the back of the Shrine of the Black Madonna off of Martin Luther King Boulevard. We've been here for the past 3 years, I want to say. Could be more. We started off small, growing different melons, okra, cilantro. When we seen that, how well that went, we started to expand. We have different groups that come out here and plant as well, different women groups. For this side, these are banana trees we planted. That's an orange tree. This right here is our compost pile. And so as you see, we are reconstructing and making it more equipped. And we are just reorchestrating this whole area right here and getting ready for the planting season. Right now we're planting peppers, cabbage. We have that going already. We have a couple other things we're gonna plant. I don't know exactly what that will be right now to tell you. We also affiliated with Prairie View Agricultural Department. They come out here and they do classes as well. Our biggest thing we grow on this property is kale. And that's like a super green. And it grows all year round. You know, we sell it to local supermarkets or local restaurants as well. So locally grown, and you know, and locally distributed. And as you see, it looks so beautiful and green. It's like a flower. So that's kale is over here. This plant is going to a seed. We have onions, and that's pretty much in this bed right here, kale and onions. And that's the this tree you see is an okra tree. It's a red okra. And it grows, you know, they do real well in this garden. Just a wild sunflower that came out of nowhere, so we decided to leave it. The garden got started out of me and Kavanaugh. Just, you know, we sat down a few years ago and, you know, we decided, we were just talking about how, you know, how fun it would be to, you know, I guess how everybody say it, start their own garden. And so we talked to the church. And, you know, they jumped on board. And from there, we just start, you know, cultivating. As far as different ways to grow food, we do raised beds. Now, the hay is to make sure we keep the soil moist because, you know, the sun will dry it out. So we throw the hay on top. And it's, that's kind of one technique we use as far. And we also throw down dry leaves as well to, you know, to decompose into the soil. And so from there we see that operates, that's one of our natural ways of growing things. So that's why we love to raise beds. If you see a good example, this is kind of fresh. A good example of that is the rose over here. And y'all can see, as you can see, we're growing corn as well. Corn and peas. To do some research. Mostly Kavanaugh did most of the research and whatnot. And I have to supply some know-how. I was raised growing food myself. With my family. So, but as far as like raised beds, I mean, or the different type of ways of growing, I didn't know. I researched and found out. And for the most part, we've been very successful, you know, with our experimentations. I guess as everybody will find out that the soil in Houston, Texas is pretty good. You can grow anything, just about anything. This structure is newly constructed. This right here. These rows, as you see right here, it started off like that. And over here we have red and I guess pink clovers. And it's a good, which we use for, you know, we make tea out of it. It's a good blood purifier. And it acts as, you know, it serves as a growing mulch. So it kind of keep all those weeds back, just a little bit. So between here is just clover and kale. The kale been here for maybe a year and a half, something like that. It's actually like around our full year of growing it straight. And we found out that it grows all year long. As long as the weather, you know, it's enough rain and we're watering and, you know, taking care of the land, it'll grow. And picking it. As long as you pick it, it'll keep on sprouting up. Like that's the thing with food. As long as you pick it, it's gonna grow some more. So watering was a big issue at one point in time. And, you know, we came up with some good solutions and, you know, working with the church kept everything up and going. On a consistent basis is me, Asim, and is another brother by the name of Baba Ifalade. However, we have different, every once in a while we have a volunteer that I come through and, you know, want to give a hand and, you know, help us with watering or weeding or planting seeds. We try to work out programs right now. We run classes where we try to get the schools to get the children involved as well. So we're trying to talk to Kip and these local, you know, local organizations to see if we can create a program where there's students come out here and actually plant and actually learn how to cultivate. And also, not just that, how to sell their own produce. We sell locally. You know, we've been at different markets and what have you. And a couple other people we network with. But as far as the big, a known name establishment, Sunshine, I would say is number one. We are affiliated with the Shrine as members. Kavanaugh has been with the church for, I would say, years. Yeah, since he was a kid. And I'm kind of fresh in Houston. I've been out here for maybe 4 years. And so, you know, as just looking back here, I think it was like some type of playground for the kids, a basketball court. But for the most part, nobody was back here. Nobody was doing anything with the land. So we figured, why not restructure it, recreate it, and cultivate it so we can grow food and feed the community. So the original idea was feeding low-income families and whatnot. And then from there, we expanded from there and said, we're just going to feed everybody, whoever needs food. So most of the time, any volunteers that come out and help us, offer them, you know, free food as well. We came with the name Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey was one of our African leaders coming straight out of Jamaica. And so Marcus Garvey taught from his lesson, you know, he taught people how to do for self, you know, how to grow your own, have your own businesses. And so from that philosophy, we started this garden. You figure, why run to the supermarket and pick up your produce while you can grow the same thing in your backyard? You know, when you look at the ground, you see this is, how we say, grub, not grass. It's food. You can grow food and eat it. If anything happens to the supermarkets and they're shut down, how are the people going to eat? You know, I think that's a question that enough people don't ask themselves. And this is the solution. This is everybody's culture. It's not just African culture or Latin culture or, you know, Caucasian culture. This is a human culture. This is where we come from. I think some type of way we kind of strayed away from it and we allowed everybody else to grow our food, you know. Or, you know, even with, you know, animals, you know. We go to the supermarket to get everything. Our meat, our produce, whatever you need, we go to the supermarket for it. And so I think that science, the science of the seed, has gotten away from our children. That gotten away from the population. The science of growing their own food, how to plant a seed, how to germinate, how to cultivate, you know, what season to plant, what fruit or what produce. And then on the higher science, what each produce is good for in your body. What can it help? And so that's what we all like. We're all scientists out here for the most part. We're growing things. And we're researching what we're growing, and we're seeing how it activates certain energies in the body and activate our mind and bring it to a higher consciousness and, you know, just a higher being. You know, the kale is a super green. It's like the best green you can eat, I think. It has vitamins and does more for you than your average spinach. As far as chard on leafy greens, that's like is up there, the top five. Also, we grow peppers, tomatoes, carrots. We grow dill, cilantro, okra, cabbage, potato. Yeah, just to name a few. Beets. We're pretty diverse and we're trying to expand as well. And as you see, we still got a lot of land to experiment on, as I say. That's my favorite word. I look at it just being a scientist out here. You know, seeing what grows and what's not going to grow. What does well and what's not going to do well. Because not everything is going to do well. Everything can't do well everywhere. So you got to see what does well in your particular garden. How y'all doing? Good morning. Good morning. Bless it. All right.
We're with the church.
You're with the church?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, Kavanaugh works with multiple organizations, and he sells there. We sell what we grow. So he also networks with other growers and sell their produce for them as well. Because that's really the man behind everything. I started it with him, but I'm not here as much as he is. Let me say it like that. I have a busier work schedule. Not say busier, but I have a different work schedule. You know, food is a staff of life. Everybody gotta learn how to cultivate their own. Start small and grow from there. Grow a plant, you know. From the plant, grow a herb, a different herb, like grow like a rosemary or a cilantro or a dill or mint or anything like that. Grow some herbs, and from the herb, you can start growing some, you know, some produce, a tomato, a pepper, and then expand from there. And, you know, even if somebody who doesn't have a backyard or a front yard, they still can grow food, you know, out of pots. So that's my thought. Everybody need to grow food.